Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to learn about the halachas, the prohibited activities on Yom Tov, part 2. This is Siman Tzadiches, the second part of the 98th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at a number of concepts together. Let's start off by looking at the concept of Shchita. We know that one of the five melachas which is allowed in Yom Tov is Shchita, is slaughtering. And that's because in the days pre-refrigeration, which is most of human history except for the last century, less than a century in many places, there was no way to refrigerate. So if you wanted meat on the second day Yom Tov, then you would need to shecht it. Even the first day Yom Tov wasn't so simple, so people would shecht and then they would salt and get the meat ready and cook it ready and fresh on that day. That's the way it was done up till refrigeration. So, may domestic poultry be caught on Shabbos to be shechted? The answer is, if it's domesticated, it's considered as if it's already caught because it's not running around too much, sort of just sitting around, so you can pick up the chicken and shecht it. If it's not needed for shechita, you're not allowed to obviously trap it. What happens if they're not domesticated? So it's newly acquired chickens, as an example. So they're running around, they're trying to get a ray. In that case, they cannot be caught because you're allowed to shecht them, but you're not allowed to catch them, which is considered tzad, which is a separate melach, which is not allowed in Yom Tov. One, therefore, if one needs to shecht a chicken which is not domesticated for Yom Tov, one would have to take it from its roost at night when it's not running around, that there's no tzad. One's just taking it and then shechting it. What about chicken that is kept for laying eggs? Is one permitted to move it or catch it? The answer is no, it's muktzah because you're not allowed to shecht it. You're not going to shecht it, so it's muktzah and therefore not allowed. May doves from a dovecot or an attic be caught? The answer is no, even if they're accustomed to being in your house, because they're not domesticated animals in general, and they jitter around, they're very fast, and trapping them is considered real trapping. They're considered already trapped. Can one remove, burn, or cut the leg ring of the poultry when it had its legs bound before being shechted? The answer is yes, after it's slaughtered. May poultry be sewn shut when stuffed? So the answer is yes, but one should start the threading before Yom Tov, if not, otherwise threading is not allowed on Yom Tov itself. May one catch fish from a pond on Yom Tov itself? So if the fish cannot be caught by hand, but only with like a net, then it's not allowed. But if they can be caught by hand, then they may be caught even using a net, because otherwise that's considered that's trapped by itself. But if it requires a net and one couldn't do it with one's own hands, then it's not considered then it's considered untrapped, and trapping it is a concern. What must be done if fish are if there are many fish in the pond? So one must designate the ones that one wants to use before Yom Tov, and if it's more than one designates all of them by making a statement. I'm designating all of these fish for use on Yom Tov. That's to avoid the muktzah concern. What is the law if one is unsure whether something was caught or prepared on Yom Tov? So for instance, you set a trap a week ago, you come to the trap and you find that there is a kosher bird that's trapped in that trap, and one wants to shecht it on Yom Tov, but one doesn't know if it was trapped on Yom Tov and that would be asr, or if it was trapped before Yom Tov and it would be mutar. In this case, we say this. In this case, in the safek muktzah concern is real, and one should not be able to use it. One can be lenient on the second day of Yom Tov, but not on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because the second day of Rosh Hashanah is considered an extension of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. May one give food and drink to living creatures that are muktzah, that one cannot be shechting or not planning to use on Yom Tov? The answer is no. This is not talking about one's dog or one's hamster. This is talking about an animal which technically is kosher, but one is not planning to eat on Yom Tov. So one's not allowed to feed them from close. One has to place the food far away, lest one comes to decide to think right then to handle it or take it and shecht it when it actually is muktzah because it was not planned to be used. What is the status of slaughtered poultry found to be trefah? So a trefah is when you shecht an animal, you find that it has a terminal illness. That's a hole in the lung, a hole in the heart, and in that case it was going to die, and it's not allowed to be eaten. The Torah prohibits us eating an animal that was terminally ill even when it was shechted. So if let's say you had shecht a chicken, you find it's terminally ill, in that case, what should you do? So it's forbidden to handle, it's like another muksa item, and it just needs to be left there. What about an animal? So let's say one shechts an animal, a goat, a cow, a sheep, in that case, and it's found to be a trefah, you check the lungs and you see that it has a terminal illness. In that case, it may be placed where it will not spoil, meaning even though technically speaking it should be muksa, Chazal allowed a dispensation with muksa to move it to a place that can be preserved, because otherwise what's going to happen is that people just won't shecht on Yom Tov because they're going to be concerned about losing all that meat, which is a lot of money, because otherwise they would have been able to sell it to a non-Jew, even though they themselves cannot eat it as well. So when may one slaughter an animal on Yom Tov? So only if it's absolutely necessary, and that's because of this concern of arriving at a situation of having a trefa. Okay, may meat be sold by weight or set price on Yom Tov? So let's say you have meat and you want to give it to somebody else and you want to make a deal. You cannot make a set a price for it. You give them a piece of meat and you say you'll pay after Yom Tov for this, and that's fine. Should the lungs be checked immediately after slaughtering on Yom Tov for an animal or a bird that you want shecht? The answer is no. One should do it only after one skinned it, because if it's found to be treif, then one cannot move the skin afterwards. So it's best to remove the skin, which would save the skin then, and then to check its lungs to see if it had a treif, if it had a problem. May the hides of animals that are slaughtered on Yom Tov be handled? So yes, you can move them to put them away, but you can't obviously set them up on posts to start, you know, the process of getting it ready for ibud, for purification. What about the feathers of poultry, of chickens which are slaughtered on Yom Tov? So they may be handled to be put away, but the feathers of all other all types of other feathers are not allowed. So there's a lot of laws which don't apply so much today because you're not handling the shechita, the slaughtering of animals so much, but these are the most relevant ones to when one was doing this, which wasn't so long ago, but in our experience, it seems a long time. Okay, we move to the next topic, which is actually a miscellaneous group of halacha. So may pastry be shaped into figures on Yom Tov, let's say pictures of birds or numbers? The answer is no, neither by hand nor by mold. Is leveling or smearing permitted on Yom Tov? The answer is no. So how do I set up candles on Shabbos? So it's forbidden to warm wax or tallow candles in order that they stick into their holders. Usually what people do that before Shabbos, one cannot do that on Yom Tov for the second day of Yom Tov, or even for right now for the same day. But if a socket which is full of wax may be cleaned out. So let's say one wants to put in new candles and he wants to use the socket, one can pull out the old wax and then just leave it there. May utensils be kashered on Yom Tov? So the answer is no, neither by boiling nor heating them until red hot. That's not allowed on Yom Tov. Can I wash dishes on Yom Tov? The answer is yes, and one can even use warm water, but one has to be careful about sponges or cloths because of schitter of squeezing them out. Is salting meat permitted on Yom Tov? So yes, of course. Even if it could be done before, it needs as long as it's necessary for that day, you want to eat this meat, you're allowed to salt it. What if it is not all for today, but if it's not salted all, then I'll lose the meat. So let's say I'm going to be able to have, you know, half of the amount of meat here, but if I only salt half of the other half's going to spoil, then if that's a concern, then you can do even more than what's necessary as well to salt. What about meat already salted or fish that could have been salted earlier? So that in that case, it's forbidden to salt it more on Yom Tov. We move to our next concept, that is fire and extinguishing. May one extinguish a fire? No, to the answer is no, not even indirectly. So let's say placing where the wind will blow or opening a door or window facing the candle, one may not do that. Can I put a cover over a flame, obviously with ventilation, so I can use it in the morning? The answer is yes, even if there is a concern that it might go out. But generally speaking, if it's done to protect it, then it's fine. May a fire be made to heat the house? So this is that's only if the cold is so severe that food congeals. Otherwise, it's forbidden, unless done by a non-Jew. And this is because this is not about transferring a fire. This is about lighting a new fire, and that's a problem unless the people are in a state of chole she'en bo sakana, where people are it's going to affect their health. May water be heated for washing? So the answer is only for hands, but not for the whole body. There's a gzera against washing even in warm water, which exists. And for heating water for children is also forbidden unless the child is slightly ill and is done by a non-Jew. For cooking, one may heat even a large kettle at once for the child and then and use their extra warm water, provided the water is added before placing it on the fire. And this the common application to bathing and to washing today needs a question, which we're not going to get into right now, but that's where the kitzur leaves it. We're moving on to the next concept, that is starting a fire. May a fire be kindled from scratch on Yom Tov? The answer is no, not from flint, glass, matches. One's not allowed to start a new flame. What is the law of mugmar? Let's say this is incense, we may burning spices. So this is forbidden because that's not considered shoveh l'chol nefesh. For it to be allowed, it needs to be. So let's say I'm taking a flame from somewhere else. I'm not starting a new fire, but I'm using it. I'm using a flame which already exists to burn incense. I may not do that because that's not something which everybody needs. It's considered a luxury to have incense and therefore not allowed in this case. What about smoking? So the discussion is smoking shoveh l'chol nefesh? Is something that everybody needs? And the Kitzur recites different opinions whether it's considered shoveh l'chol nefesh. He says even people who do say it's shoveh l'chol nefesh, one has to be very careful about how to make a cigar and the paper, the coal, all kinds of complications that relate to this, and grinding it as well. Today, in general, because we've become more educated and realize that smoking is actually really incredibly poisonous to people, then it's certainly not shoveh l'chol nefesh and is not allowed in Yom Tov. Move to the next topic, and that is medical needs. May melacha be done for a non-critically ill patient on Yom Tov, So generally speaking, if we looked at the halachas of refuah on Shabbos, of healing on Shabbos, for somebody who is critically ill, obviously, then a melacha can be done. For somebody who is not critically ill, but is incapacitated, as a chole she'ein bo sakana, that person may take medicine and may do melacha through a non-Jew. However, for a person who has a headache, let's say, or minor ailment, that they may not take even medicine on Shabbos. That's the rule on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, on the second day of Yom Tov, except for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that prohibition of refuah, of taking medication for a minor ailment, like a headache, like a toothache, is waived on the second day of Yom Tov, and so there's this kula, this leniency which exists on the second day of Yom Tov regarding this halacha as well, and full malachas are forbidden unless done by a non-Jew. We move to the next topic of carrying. Is it permitted to carry on Yom Tov? We saw yes, this is one of the five mutar activities, one of the five permitted activities on Yom Tov, even for non-food items. Is there any difference which needs to be made? The answer is yes. You can't take large amounts. It can't be like you're carrying on the weekday. You go take out a barrel and carry it in your shoulder. It might be you can go and carry out, you know, a food for the meal to your neighbor. That's fine, but not you know, major carrying. And what if it isn't really needed? So it's totally unnecessary. Carrying is forbidden unless there's an Erev. You can only carry in the way that you would carry on Shabbos without an Erev. We finally close with the last topic, and that is for whom? For whose needs may melacha be done on a Yom Tov? The answer is only for human needs, not for animal needs. It says lachem. Anything which is needed for your needs, not for animals' needs. May one cook or bake for a non-Jew on Yom Tov? The answer is no. For somebody who works in one's house, one may add to the food in the same pot, but for a distinguished non-Jew, like adding food is forbidden, and there's a concern of Shema, Yarbi Bishvilo. So can one invite a non-Jew for a meal? The answer is no, because one's going to come to add food which one's cooking on Yom Tov. One's only allowed, one only has the dispensation of doing these five melachas, like cooking or baking on Yom Tov, in the situation where it's for lachem, where it's for you, and that does not include a non-Jew. This is not racist. This is simply the extent of the permission that we have to cook on Yom Tov is only limited specifically for the needs of eating on Yom Tov for Jews. What about baking? So baking is not allowed because baking is done also in units, and then one will be baking a separate loaf or more for a non-Jew as well. May things be carried for in the public domain for a non-Jew on Yom Tov? The answer is no, unless to a place where carrying is permitted on Shabbos. In that situation, it would be mutar. With this, we conclude the melachas on Yom Tov, Siman Tzadi Ches. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.